Thank you for joining with us as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Though our celebration is different this year, the Lord is present and blesses our time of worship. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving Lord, we pause at this time to praise you and worship you as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, who showed us your love and taught us how to love you and each other. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.
Angels from
gracious and loving Lord, we thank you for your love and grace as taught and lived through Jesus, whose birth we celebrate. We thank you that you loved us so much that through Jesus you have experienced our life, so whether in times of happiness or sadness, We are assured you know exactly what we feel, and even more, you are able to provide strength and peace in our times of need. It is our hope that for most who worship you now, that this time is one of celebration and happiness. But we know that difficulties do not take a holiday. For those who struggle during this time, whether grief, illness, or loneliness, we pray your peace, healing, and comfort. Again, we praise you for this time of celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Christ's most holy name we pray. Amen. The scripture for our devotional this evening is Luke's version of the birth of Jesus, found in Luke 2, verses 4 through 20. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known to what had happened and had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it was told to them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As most of you know, my favorite inspirational author is Max Lucado. He has the gift of communicating the gospel that few have, as he is able to craft words in such a way that I feel I'm in the midst of the biblical passage he's discussing. Included in his communication skills is the ability to take deep biblical thoughts and complex biblical concepts and present them in a simple, clear fashion. In his book, God Came Near, he makes what for me are some interesting observations. The opening chapter describes the likely atmosphere of Bethlehem the morning after Jesus was born. He says that likely the town was busy with visitors there on business, registering with the census, which caused a boom to the Bethlehem economy. Most likely Mary and Joseph were not the only people turned away from the inn the night before. The simple fact is, if an inn has no vacancies, there are no vacancies. As Mary and Joseph and the baby recover, no one notices. The day goes on, except for a group of perhaps perplexed shepherds. Two quotes from Lucado drive the point home for me. The first one is, as he says, that God goes to those who have the time to hear him. So on this cloudless night, he went to simple shepherds. The second quote is, "Those who missed His Majesty's arrival that night missed it not because of evil acts or malice. No, they missed it because they simply were not looking." Little has changed in the last 2,000 years, has it? You are listening to this service in order to pause and to contemplate and to celebrate Christmas. You've been busy with all of the joys and all of the duties of the season. You have likely been stressed in personal issues, not to mention a worldwide epidemic. I am thankful that you have taken time to reflect upon the joy and the holiness of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe that in our individual ways, we are still saying that in the midst of the season, we do not want to miss the reason. I believe that the Lord will honor that desire. In some way, if we have listened and continue to listen, the Lord is going to speak to all of us right now. Those who have the eyes and the ears of faith will be blessed to see the Lord and to hear the angels. We will see and hear in ways the world cannot comprehend because we see and hear with our hearts and our souls. Perhaps the poem entitled "No More Darkness" says it best. The clouds moved lazily, the air was still as the old man wearily trudged the hill. His eyes were dim, blind from birth. He had never beheld God's wondrous earth. But his hopes were high, for he had heard it told that a Messiah had come as prophesied of old. He stumbled and fell mid the crowd and the throng, pitied by the weak, pushed aside by the strong. When ready to despair from life's sorrow and scorn, a voice pierced the air, "Blessed are they that mourn." Humbly he listens while the crowd made mirth, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." With tears overflowing, his knees fell to the sod, "Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God." He lifted his head by the illumination overcome and beheld there before him the Master, the Son. Tears clouded his eyes, then in darkness they closed. But for one precious moment he had seen with his soul. Then a light brighter than a galaxy before him spread, and he knew he never again in darkness would tread. He recounted the scripture, "Unto you is born this day a Savior, a Master, Christ, the light and the way." Peace on earth at last in his heart he could find. The same blessings of Christmas are still given to mankind. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This evening, though remotely, we are observing Holy Communion. And we observe Holy Communion on Christmas Eve because we remember that though this is such a celebratory time for us, a celebratory time of a baby being born, we remember that Jesus was born to go to the cross. And then Jesus would be resurrected, which earned our salvation. And such is the reason Jesus was born. Such is the reason for the season. So tonight, or this evening, this afternoon, whenever you are listening to this service, as we celebrate the birth of a baby, remember that baby grew to be a man, and that man showed us the love of our God. And in his love, Jesus went to the cross, atoning for our sin, and then was resurrected, defeating that sin. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, the night before he would die for us, he met with his disciples, and he took bread, and he broke it, he blessed it, and he passed it around to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the supper, he took a cup. He gave thanks to you. He passed it around to his disciples. And he said, "Take and drink. This is my blood which is given for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you will in remembrance of me." And so at this time, if you would receive the sacrament of Holy Communion as we worship the Lord on this Christmas Eve. Remotely because of the COVID-19 virus. Over the last couple of months, I have been reading and hearing how dark December and January are going to be. If we were together as usual, and we are praying that we will be next year, we would light the candles now. Picture that part of the service in your mind, in your heart, and be reminded and encouraged that the darkness of sickness, evil, or any other manifestation of the darkness can never extinguish the light. The light of Christ still shines, dispelling the darkness.
Long lay
May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.